Mondays with Mackenzie on Sober Gratitude.
Did somebody say Mackenzie?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you. I'm sad that it's not in person, but this is the safest way to record.
I know.
And if listeners can't, yeah, I'm feeling better than yesterday. But yeah, so we're excited about today, about something that we're just experiencing right now. It's like live, like this is live experiences. So we thought, let's talk about what's going on with both of us right now, showing how our program works on a daily basis, no matter what's going on.
No matter what. No matter what, you can still be experiencing freedom, and while also experiencing other emotions, human emotions.
Yeah.
That everyone experiences, not just alcoholics. Let me throw that in there. We're human beings, you know, who just happen to be alcoholics too, but we still feel all the same emotions as everyone else.
Right. So anyway, do you want to share an example of kind of feeling negative feelings and not failing in sobriety, like what you did, like what happened and what you did and what helped?
I mean, I could just share where I'm at in this exact moment. I mean, it happens often where I have feelings. Negative, all of them. But where I am right now is I'm getting ready to leave to go to California for 3.5 weeks. I leave tomorrow morning really early, and I have a lot going on today. You know, just physically, like packing, you know, appointments, like meeting, like just stuff. And I hate packing, and I'm like very honest. I'm very transparent about it. I hate packing, whether it's for 2 days, a week, 10 days, 3.5 weeks, it doesn't matter. Just, I don't like it. But I'm okay. Like I am feeling anxious. I'm feeling a lot because I've never been away this long. On a trip, and I'm so grateful and so fortunate that I get to go on a trip. I'm a teacher, so I'm off this summer, and I have family in California. I'm going to see some of our friends that we've met, you know, through COVID, through our community. So I'm doing a few things out there, and it just made sense to go out, you know, for as long as I'm going. But with that comes, you know, just some fear, a little bit of sadness. I'm going to miss my family, my routine. You know, when I come back, summer is going to be pretty much over and I start work and I start grad school again. So just, but I'm acknowledging every single thing I'm feeling. I'm talking about it. But at the heart of all of my feelings is pure, like, excitement is really, truly the main feeling I have. But I have other feelings that go along with it because it's not black and white. It's not one feeling. I can only have one feeling at a time. I can have multiple. And so right now I'm experiencing a little bit of fear, a little bit of anxiety, the unknown, traveling alone, which I love to do, but it's still traveling alone. But I'm also, my heart is so full of joy that I get to go on this trip. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to spend time with my family, with my grandma who lives out there that I don't get to see too often. You know, I get to see friends, meet and face-to-face people that we've connected with that have changed our lives. So that's kind of where I am now. I mean, I've experienced sadness, deep sadness, deep, deep sadness, you know, in these last 6 months, but also feeling as free as I could possibly feel at the same time, and as grateful as I could possibly feel at the same time. And that's all a direct result of living in this program mm-hmm. that we're in, and really using the tools that were laid at my feet, were that I watch other people use. You know, Sarah and I didn't like reinvent a wheel. You know, we just live, we follow a simple program, and that's it. And with that becomes freedom, and this life, a life that I never thought I could possibly ever have or imagine. Like, everything I'm experiencing now, I couldn't even like see into the future at all with how hopeless I was. So everything I experience now, I talk about all the time. It's like bonus time. It's like a gift, you know. I shouldn't be here, shouldn't be alive. And that, as long as that stays on the forefront of my mind, which it does, and the forefront of my heart, deep in my heart, like, you know, it doesn't, everything else just works out. And so, yeah, that was kind of a long rant, but I'm just like looking around my room at the piles of clothes everywhere, and but it'll get done. Ready or not, I'm going to be on that plane tomorrow morning.
Change can be hard, and acknowledging that we can manage change, we can get through it. It's possible if we're just open and honest and transparent about our feelings and what we're experiencing. And like, I'll just share about my experience just very recently, and perhaps I was having this experience because I was starting to get sick. I don't know, maybe not. But on Friday, I was planning to host a dinner for my son, who was just confirmed, and nobody could go to the confirmation because of COVID. That's fine. We accepted that, and it was beautiful. But for some reason, like, it was a day that I had a lot of things that I had to get that were important to get done, that were necessary to get done. So I was living my life, doing my stuff, and it was like one thing after the other that just kept happening all around me. And it was like boom, boom, like 1-2 punch, sucker punch, like, and I was just feeling very, for some reason, I just really, just the snowball effect of the things that were happening was just making me absolutely bonkers, irritated. And it's the first time that I've been like really, really irritable and annoyed, and being overt about it, like with my husband in particular. But I said to him, like, I am so sorry that I am acutely aware of the fact that I'm irritable and irritated. And he's like, I can see that. And like, he used to be afraid of me when I was that way, but he can just like respond and reflect and say, I can see that. It's like, is there anything I can do to help? And I'm like, no, just bear with me. Like, it's going to pass. Like, I know it will pass. Like, I want it to pass, because I kept thinking about how there were going to be family members in my home that evening, and how I did not want any of them to experience me as this like total irritated bitch, because whether or not we know it or you know it, our attitudes and our feelings can really like speak so loudly and be so clear to other people. We have a huge effect on people. And I didn't realize how much that kind of way of being, that people, like when I was little, called moodiness or whatever, like really impacted people or my irritability. But you know, what helped was that There's a God moment. One of the errands I ran where like shit show things were happening. Like the details don't matter here, but is that I was at a pharmacy and I was like kind of stewing in my irritability. And then I looked in front of me when it was my turn and there was Mackenzie with her mother right in front of me, 6 feet away in front of me. And I'm like, this is so like, there are no coincidences. No. And we got to give each other a hug. We had our masks on and that really helped. And then I was able to talk to her more over the phone about just like why I was feeling like, and I didn't like go into all these like details. Like it wasn't necessary, right? Like, I don't even think I told you the reasons why I was irritated.
No.
It was just like wasted time. Like things were happening that were just driving me crazy and just snowballed. And I kept thinking, like, and I started to feel better as soon as I was talking it out with Mackenzie. And then by the time guests arrive, I was really starting to come around. And I felt so much, it was lifted. I could feel the irritability just going away. And had I not acknowledged it to myself, like knowing it's here for a reason. Had I not been honest with my partner, who is my husband, and said, you know, I know it's here and I know it's going to go away. And then we've reflected about it later on too. And he acknowledged how he could feel it dissipate. And then had I not been able to talk to Mackenzie, like those thing or run into her, like it was so great to be able to just get at it. Cause it did feel very uncomfortable, right? Like when we get this way now, like, cause we're human, yeah. A motivating factor is that we feel uncomfortable in these feelings. So we use those tools that have been laid at our feet, mm-hmm. on how to be relieved. Like, and I did say, I was like, God, how would you have me be? Well, not this way, you know, like not irritable. Like how do you want to show up I kept thinking like, how does God want me to show up for people I love? Not this way. Like it's my son's, it's for my precious son. It's for him. How do I want to show up? With love. I want to show up with love. And this, I am like almost like at the exact 9 years since my last drink. It's weeks away. And I still get irritable. But I know for sure it's not because I'm failing in my program of recovery.
It's not even because you're an alcoholic either.
Correct.
You know, that's such a point. I feel like the need to drive home.
Yeah.
You know, it's a human emotion. Yeah. Human emotion. You know, we don't sit here and blame our alcoholism on that. Right. I did.
Me too.
Save that for another day.
Another day, wherever you're at, like you, feelings are facts. Don't be afraid to acknowledge them as being there for a reason and acknowledging them.
And you can guarantee they'll go away quicker once you acknowledge them.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, actually. How I save myself a lot of time of feeling uncomfortable now. With just simply telling someone, Sarah, I'm in fear right now. Just the weight, just the power of that statement is huge. It's huge. So reach out. Like Sarah said, wherever you are in recovery, if you're trying to get sober, if you're stuck in sobriety, if you're sober and having an amazing experience, no matter where you are, we want to hear from you. Truly, we mean that. We love it. We could talk about this all day long. I would. I do, for the most part. You know, it's Sarah and I don't go out and, you know, get off this podcast and then go live separate lives. This is our life.
Yeah, this is all what the we time. Do. Oh, yeah, every day, all day long. Yeah.
I hope you have a great week.
And we love
see you. Next time.
Yeah.
We love you. We're so glad you're here. Bye.
Well, that's a wrap on this episode of our summer series, Mondays with Mackenzie, on Sober Gratitudes. We are so glad you joined us today. Staying sober not only in the summertime, but all year round is absolutely possible. We hope to carry that message. Sobriety doesn't have to be hard. Just reach out for help. We're here for you, and we hope to see you next time.
Sober Gratitudes is a podcast dedicated to spreading the hope in recovery from addiction. It is an inclusive show that does not promote or represent any recovery program. When my guests and I discuss what keeps us sober, we are referring to our own unique experiences. Our goal is to encourage and give hope to those who are struggling and need support.